Blog Talk Radio.
Show began at 10 o'clock. The show that we have for the evening, I will be your host this evening, Lewis Dixon Newman. And this is the show will last until 12 o'clock midnight. Today is We just have a lot. Hopefully, what we're going to do is begin in prayer to the God who created everything in the heavens and in the earth, to the God who created creation, to the God who created the sun, the moon, and the stars, to the God who created the world that are known to us and the world that are not known to us. The new God who gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have eternal life. To this God, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we pray each day. We pray each day as individuals. We pray as members of households. We pray as community. We pray as a city. We pray as a state. We pray as one nation under God. As a civilization, we pray that God continues to do as he has always done. Continue through the life of his Son, Jesus Christ. Continue to show us as an individual, a citizen, as part of a civilization. Show us the importance of righteousness and that it is still indeed the very best mold that man come out of, to set the example or the blueprint to eternal salvation, to an eternal bliss, to a world that never ends. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray, amen. We have to continue to just keep up our prayer, especially as a starting point. So we can't just do prayer as a starting point. We have to actually, you know, we actually have to elevate, truly evolve into the teaching. Be reborn the very spirit of Christ. You know, and that's what the model of 55 is supposed to be aiming for on a daily basis. In the news today, we have a few things to start. Talk about one thing that we want to speak about is the Hollywood contribution to to the American talk, everybody, in other words, doing their fair share. Everybody should want to do their fair share. When I think about the time I was born in 1950. I came up in the 60s when television was was rare. You know, very few people had a television. And the times that we have the television.
Well, I was good afternoon. Yeah, I listen to more than 7 minutes, 2 minutes to live. I don't know if you have been talking about the Kwame Kilpatrick child. He was found guilty today. But Wayne State University has got a bomb threat. And based on this incident, they come out of Carolina a little while ago and told them that everybody better get out of the deal so they can blow it up. So we just need to pour. He was convicted on 24 out of their gut. And also, people were on the interstate today. I think it was I-75. They were on the interstate today in reference to the same situation. I don't know if they got around to doing it, but we're talking to you live on Block Talk Radio Live, Michigan. I didn't even know I was going to come in and talk. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2013. Your host, the school of police is new. And I didn't even know if it was already talking.
You hold the spirit there. It's good to be a man. It's good to be a man. It's something. You know. But it's good. It's not, man. But I'll be the kill that. I was on the Hollywood. Oh.
No, I'm back.
Hello?
He got a lot of people that's against him, but he got a lot of people too. One of the members was saying, well, he was looking forward to keeping his class tonight. That's all he was talking about.
Well, I speak briefly about it. It's a hard black to have a great opportunity to be the man of the. I just feel the first thing, you know, once you get in the suit, the first day, I just can't get it. But I do understand all about the black and white. I think we have something to the table on what about black news.
What happened today was he was sentenced guilty on 24 out of 30 charges, which include racketeering, extortion, bribery, something else to do with different contracts. About the person, he just convicted on 9 of the 11 counts. His father, Mr. Pennard, killed that. He was convicted on 1 out of 3 charges. It was a minor tax invasion charge. But the jury said it didn't convict him of extortion, racketeering, bribery, I think. They didn't see what he had really played. A role in that from a city hall perspective. They were just looking at the fact that Mr. Ferguson actually had the contract. The former was responsible. So they didn't see. And then the judge told him to come back at 1:30. He changed the time to 2:00. So a hearing, a fine hearing on whether to revoke the bond or raise the bond. And everybody was predicted that, you know, that they weren't blatant, and that they definitely wasn't a danger to the community. And as a result, I think this guy was. I wasn't surprised that they took him immediately into custody, because I can see where, you know, they really seem to be trying to do whatever they're trying to make, whatever point they're trying to make. So it didn't really surprise me. After he was found guilty, that they wouldn't want to let him walk. So they say it's like so much money still missing. And the judge, I guess their excuse was the fact that they're afraid that if they had to let him walk, he had enough money to go build another life in another country, and they would never catch up to him again. They ain't want to be looking like real suckers, I guess. But that's basically the situation on that.
It's a good one. And we live with kind of that kind of just thought off the stage. You know, try to stand up. So what can you say at all?
I don't think I can say about this Kilpatrick situation. On the Kilpatrick, I feel sorry. I have sympathy for his children not having their father. That's all I can really say. But as far as him, he's a grown man. But only thing Coleman got going when he put with me. In a roundabout way, is the fact that he's young and he's been blaming on his youth. And he just, Coleman became the mayor of Detroit at the age of 31. He entered the state House of Representatives the same seat his mom believed. She went on to Congress, and he got a question in that seat. He entered there 21, 22 years old. And the lady, Bobby McQuaid, the U.S. attorney, she said, this ain't just about the mayor's seat. She said, Coleman started doing a lot of stuff when he was in the House of Representatives and his mother's seat. So he said, so a long process. They had been watching him for a long time. And it looked like to me, he should have got it around and talked to the people. He should know that they watched. And so I just feel like the only thing I can say is maybe his youth up to him. And you know, when he's young, going into 21, 22 years old, that's why sometimes I'm glad I didn't get into the seat I got into. So see, that stuff is very new. And almost up that if he was given a chance, he might do that. You know, he might have learned a lesson. I just don't understand how a person can really be 17 years old who thinks they may be 23. That's I know people say once a man, twice a child, but you know, they've been doing 20, 30, 40, 50. You know, age ain't got any, you know, this is what they have developed into. So that's the only thing I can say about his situation. The fact that they asked his mother when she was going in the courthouse, she said, with this break of my family. She know her exactly. Just pray for my family. She just kind of let them know she ain't got no time to play some games with them today. Why they were trying to talk and don't forget. Don't try to brand us with you so bad now, because we did set it up. So I don't really know. I'm not thinking pretending like I know. And the thing is, it seemed like Mr. Kilpatrick had a promising career for him. He took it very far. A lot of people liked him. I remember when I was in Alabama, I used to see him on TV with suits and tennis shoes and necklaces hanging out. I said, wow, they made it stupid. I mean, we was corresponding with people up here in Detroit that actually was instrumental in getting Kwame elected to that seat. I think they got involved stuff too. So they respect the important thing, because I think Kwame lost his law license. Everybody was involved. because it's your belly. Jesus is the self. Not your self, but your life is going to see Christian from going any type of bread. But I don't feel, you know, like I've been living covenant all day. A lot of people say they're glad, but I don't feel a victory. You know, for some reason, I don't feel like just what you say a victory. You look at them, and you take my commentary and look at brother. And you take Jesse Jackson, but I don't really feel a lot of sympathy for him. The reason why I don't feel a lot of sympathy for him is because Mommy and Daddy said this woman also came on the camera today. I can't remember his name. He said, well, Mommy didn't do anything they said Mommy did. He said that, he said, but now, this is that word, he said, well, now Detroit, it's going to be destroyed. And the report asked him, well, what do you mean that Detroit going to be destroyed? He said, well, just read the Bible. He said, you know, go and look into a Solomon tomorrow. He said, now Detroit, people. You know, in other words, he said, this thing is bigger than Solomon. This is about God. This, you know, he's a good point. But I feel more sympathy for Kwame than I do for Jesse Jackson's son. And the reason why is because Jesse Jackson's son, you know, one thing about Kwame did not, I don't want to say that, but he didn't promote what Jesse Jackson promoted. He didn't do that to me.
Why all white people that, you know, they want
still is this office that he.
Well, you know,
but if they like, you know how to do it, like someone to know. 40, like, they do very much 40, but you still, they did more of it. Black people on television, something relevant. They are in the same And we have to. Why should we be subject to that? You know, just referring to something.
You
got to call the wine on.
Hey,
pop it up. You know, I know. This guy, he's a man that is not telling you. Damn. And nothing is. And for the same time, you got a government in my. And that's why I'm just talking. You know, everybody says, no, that's. Your ideal God to be so. And then that's the kind of apostasy that I'm saying. And that's a struggle. At a time like this, we have everything. Everything for a real time. But what else is on
the list? The day is. That's the day.
Should always allow I can't speak too much on that, on what he's going through or what he's not going through.
That is
fake. Oh, I said, what do you think? Do you think he looks like me, whole? I've always, remember, now this is what I've always known. I've always known for, like for a person at least go home at the center. That was kind of like a with Kwame, and they're trying to claim that Kwame, we don't know where the rest of the money is. How the FBI don't know where the rest of the money is? We don't know where the rest of the money is. And so Kwame might have, that might be the Kwame gonna take and jump. Then we gonna look like a fool for letting them out. People gonna say, well, you know the man has some money. You had it in your hand, you let him go. You know, that's what they're trying to put in people's mind, but I don't think he was trying to run. I think he just probably wanted to see his children and his wife one last time. I think that's pretty much it. I don't know, but it's a possibility that they can have him, but he just don't fit the criteria of a person that what you say?
Well, I think that what would be the point? And then it's just so confusing, that whole situation, that's why I'd rather not become involved in it for a simple reason. But him being black and being young, I want to have something to say about it because it's very important. But I don't think now, you know, people wouldn't listen to you. They're not going to listen to you before anything happened to them. So the point about that is, okay, we can figure out why he had to go to that point. Why he went to that point? You know, why he took the opportunity and run to it. It's just saying, I don't know. Big time situation. It's a lot of money. It's like anybody should be able to do something positive in every black native. You know, that kind of money flowing like hands. What's the problem?
She said she had voted for Kwame twice. She said, what she saw in that courtroom was tearing her stomach. She said, thanks, leave. I remember when the person had a lot of white jewels, and then they got five, what they said, black jewels, one Hispanic jewel. They got a very close jewel, eight women, four men. So he can't think.
He said,
and left it all white. But see, right now, you know, the white man, if you know they down there, knew they were going to do some of the white folks sitting out there.
Well, I don't know, really. The way he moved himself, I was.
He tried.
I'm saying, that was tough.
But then, I had to talk about the baby stuff that happened today. So to get into now, I guess we would have to try to join, try to see about the rehabilitation process we could pursue the situation. That's the only thing I can say. We said we have hope that don't make, and then once they do make some, oh, do not. That's what we were speaking about tonight, the way about Hollywood. You know, we got all these movies with money. Now they have the white homosexuals, the homosexuals, and that's just pretty much just ruining it.
That we found a way
to get the balance of care. And that's all.
I remember him saying one time that he probably not going to get that. So, because it's just too much, with your family, too many. You know, a lot of news, they had him on every day. It's 50 day of the 25th Patrick child. It's the 57th day. Even before he went on trial, they was talking. They pretty much had. You might have a say something that, you know. Oh, wow. Then I know one of the attorneys, he said he didn't even want it as an attorney. Maybe he can say, what you call that when your attorney not no good? Then he can say the media played a role. Such a thing ever. I don't know, maybe he should just do his time and just get it over. But I don't know how much, we don't know how much time he's going to get.
But I know
the feds were trying to plead guilty, and they were going to give him 15 years. And I said, I said to myself, that don't sound like no deal. I wouldn't go for that either. You could see if they had a pain in him if he kept even for about 5 years. And that's the piece of my 15 years. Shoot, that sounds like he needed to go to jury. He really can't hardly get no more than that.
But I
sympathy is for his children. I sympathy for his basically because he you know, he's just young plus they just got caught up out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just believe.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that maybe.
Take a break. You should always be trying, you know, take your break after 40 or 50 minutes.
I'm striving, trying to make it through this barren land. Oh, yes, sir. But as I go from day to day, I can hear my come on, I hold your hand. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Take your time and say it, that's all right.
I must hold on to God.
Yes, sir.
And we think it's rough side, it's rough side, it's rough side. Okay. Now, we got that. So, you know, I also saw in the news today the Hispanics are asking Obama to please don't tie homosexual rights to immigration reform. They confronted Obama. And I've asked them over and over again not to tie homosexual rights to the black community, to black men. So he's being pressured. So they told him that he needs to disengage from the homosexual marriage issue from immigration reform. Don't tie. They're like, he's tying the civil rights movement, blacks, into that. They asking him, don't use the immigration reform. Don't tie them up with no homosexuals because they're not homosexuals. They don't want to be classified that way. And this coalition that they got, it's about 30 million people that's part of this coalition. And they got 75% of the Hispanic, Catholic Hispanics voted for him, and about 50% of the Hispanics voted for him. But they say that the problem of homosexual, where he's linking it, immigration reform, they say it's really upsetting to them. Because they said that they are Christian. The coalition that I'm speaking about is the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, headed by Reverend Samuel Rodriguez. And they said they are upset that he's trying to convince them. So they're Christian. They can't go along with homosexual marriage. And I know I've told them the same. And we as black people, we can't do that. And so even though they voted for him, they still don't want, because I've talked to a lot of black people that have told me, so they just don't want to be a part of that. And I don't know what Obama talked about. They believe, you know, black people just been here for so long, they want to believe in somebody. But a lot of people have told me they don't want to be bothered. You get this more from the 80%. Now, the 10%, now they should know, but I know why they act like that. Anyway, they said immigration reform is a civil rights issue, right? Don't bother them in on that civil rights pack with the homosexual thing. And that's what he's trying to do with black. He's trying to do black people the same, but they ain't got enough sense to talk. And they said they ain't really asking him if he want to go along with homosexuals, right? That's him. But they said don't put them down. They're like, they endorse it. But we've been kind of asking these Hispanics and stuff, you know, what do they feel about homosexuality? You know, to me, they, you know, so I guess they answered the question.
Yeah. Where the ministry is located at now, it's definitely located in the midst of the tent. Would you just say a foundation? American history. How long does stuff have to be gone by in order for it to become history? I guess that's the whole thing. I don't know. And then why would we all? One thing in charge of what's called innocence. You got master reality trying to go to science. Is that the case?
You'd be more
confusing people that went too far and perverse and stayed up really didn't need to stop. Then though, as the people, we don't have enough people to understand that principle of life.
then we got a problem with your
already here, really.
You
according to the National Sleep Foundation, playing that involves when you take a nap before you know you're going to, which involves taking a nap before you know you're going to strenuous or tiring activity. Emergency nap suddenly feel very tired and fall asleep. So this would happen if a person takes a nap at the same time each day. And they say the best time of day to take a nap is between 1 and 3 p.m. So they say it's better not to sleep more than 30 minutes. But they say a nap anywhere from 20 to 26 minutes is considered to be ideal. So if you have a nap, you can try a guided meditation or something. Or some food and meat.
Yeah, well, if you like it, they miss it. If you can get your help, you can also like it. We can talk about some of the most sensitive things. That's what it's pretty much.
For those who consider same-sex marriage the last civil rights battle in America, today was a very big day. A sitting president taking sides in a way that would have been unthinkable even 10 years ago. But for those who agree with the constitutions of 31 states that reserve marriage for man and wife, including most black and Latino voters, today's news adds another layer of drama to the re-election efforts of Barack Obama. Tonight, ABC's Robin Roberts with the exclusive and historic interview.
Today, he became the first president to ever say this.
For me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
In a sit-down at the White House, the president talked about his own deeply personal thought process on the issue, an evolution that he thinks mirrors much of the country. Here he is just 8 years ago, when he first ran for Senate.
What I believe in my faith is that a man and a woman, when they get married, are performing something before God.
Today he told me that, as for many people, family and friends changed his ideas about that.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And, you know, there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we've been talking and about their friends and their parents. And Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently. It doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective.
Now that Malia and Sasha are getting older, to what extent do they hold their father accountable in a way that almost nobody else can? Daddy, why does it work this way? Daddy, why is this fair?
Jody Cantor wrote a book about the family, having covered them extensively since they were campaigning in 2007. She believes Mrs. Obama influenced her husband more than anyone.
And Michelle Obama is the closest and most important, and especially when it comes to the true gut calls, like whether to support gay marriage. This is a classic Michelle Obama issue. What she cares about is her husband showing political courage, really helping people, making the country a more equal and just place, truly delivering the kind of change he promised in 2008.
Did you discuss this with Mrs. Obama, the same-sex marriage issue? Was
I
that
didn't.
Something?
No. This is something that we've talked about, over the years, and she feels the same way that I do. We're both practicing Christians, and obviously, this position may be considered to put us at odds with the views of others. But when we think about our faith, the thing, at root that we think about is not only Christ sacrificing himself on our behalf, but it's also the golden rule. Yeah, treat others the way you'd want to be treated.
And there was something else. This wartime president talked about the men and women serving on the front lines, so many of whom came out to their families when he repealed the controversial law, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, the president says he did this for them also.
When I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage.
Like many politicians, the president had long expressed support for civil unions, which merely give gay partners certain legal rights.
I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, and I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth.
As late as last year, Obama's director of communications, speaking at the Netroots Nation conference, said this.
The president has never favored same-sex marriage.
The president's position on gay marriage, I will say it, is that he has been against it.
And months later, President Obama himself said this to my GMA co-anchor, George Stephanopoulos.
I'm still working on it. I probably won't make news right now, George.
So was today's statement really the result of an evolution in the president's thinking? Or a strategic political move in an election year?
If he did not come out in favor of same-sex marriage, he risked something very important, which is his reputation for honesty and integrity. That is one of his core assets.
And at a fundraiser in Oklahoma today, Mitt Romney made sure his supporters knew where he stands.
My view is that marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman, and that's my own preference.
For the time being, this changes nothing legally. Right now, it is state rather than federal law that determines whether gay marriages are recognized. But today, among those whose lives are most intimately affected by the president's words, there was a sense that it meant something.
It means something to the kids in Kansas and Missouri who don't get to live in New York, where we actually have same-sex marriage, because the president of the United States actually has come out and said that you are equal, that you do matter. So it does mean something.
and Good Morning America. We'll have much more of Robin's exclusive conversation with the president in the morning.
Now, and I'm here to make it right. He said, well, I'm sorry, guy. I needed my boss told me to do it.
Wait, boss, that's a lie, Doris. That is a lie. And it was. And his employee did steal from the soup. But for them all by himself, their contracts were enacted for review to let one bad ass spoil their business.
The truth is that somebody did steal, the employee did steal. And, you know, we're making it right.
Hallelujah.
And we are back. Minister?
Yeah.
Well, guess we are back, and this last thing we was talking about, I was looking at a few minutes ago, I was looking at the news here in Detroit, and they had a poll on it. Oh, well. Anyway, what's on your agenda?
Well, just thinking about how things could be to a great focus, because the people keep losing. They keep losing on it. So positive stuff going on in order to get it to the reversal of what's going on. That's the main thing. We can't put the donation. There's no one stopping us from what's going on. So that's the biggest situation. Yeah.
I wanted to tell everybody, you know, in Warren, Ohio, it was eight people in an SUV, six of them were teenagers, and they got killed. And breaking news stories, we found out a little while ago that the vehicle was stolen. So, people that I just thought it was a tragedy. SUV in Ohio, they killed 16 acres, so it flipped over into a pond. And let's see the ages, he crammed into the stolen SUV before the vehicle flipped him over in a pond, killing six of the eight. And one of the mothers, Lisa Williamson. She's the mother of this 14-year-old Brandon Murray. And she said, I told him, you know, don't you go nowhere. She said, if he had to listen to me, if he couldn't. And the ages, it was like, they got killed. It was five boys and one female, ranging from ages 14 to 19.
What's the girl doing today? Is this daughter?
Ain't in there. And he's playing fast, pause for skill, and it was just one girl in there. Two boys that survived, he smashed the rear window, reared it out of the wreck, and swam away, then ran the boy of a mile, saw a 911. And the people that got away, Brian Henry, 18, and Asher Lewis, the 15, they suffered minor injuries. All of them lived in the same town in Warren, Ohio. 41,000 and Warren, Ohio, 50 miles to flee.
Yeah, I heard about that. Something that it's not like this. The children who were in that area served the Lord, the teenagers. They didn't have blood up, the house, but what was that? That's what it's done. But, you were saying they are black and white, but, no?
I don't know what they were.
That's why they were.
Because
it's all in the
Just understand, that's not, I just assumed that they were flat.
Yeah. I'm there.
And I'm just like, I just said today, a bunch of people drunk at America, so he's going to make sure Ben Biden people have a fast trial. You think that's crazy? What you think about the mayor of New York? You said 2 million there, but you can't drink no soft drink there. That's just crazy. It's just like Bill O'Reilly was saying tonight. It's a legislator down there in Colorado. He's an open homosexual. Bill O'Reilly's the only thing he want to do. He want to pass any homosexual law, right? He want to take marijuana law. He said, well, when it comes out to Jessica law, you know what Jessica law is, a little young girl that got killed, and they got her law passed through the end of the state. He don't want that law there. Because the people kill children are pedophiles. He ain't like somebody attacking him. And they just come out protecting children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, y'all? See how they so quick talking. People say one thing. That's what Bill O'Reilly was saying. So now how, and what is he talking about? I see what he up to. Then he got to the conclusion that Bill O'Reilly trying to say he a pedophile. He said, I didn't say that.
But see, that's how a part of that situation. I don't know what people got on with that. But at the same time, what's the point? So how you going?
How you gonna categorize? One thing we have learned that there are some that you really need to really rethink. They saying Bill O'Reilly trying to be sneaky. He's trying to say, everybody get mad. But they say that was his sneaky way of trying to talk about the man's sexuality. He's not just talking about just. And I think the guy named was Mark Fernando.
Well, I think this thing kind of caught my attention, and it's to a point that I really. Kind of see what if you're going to compromise, that would be the compromise. But see, Obama started off on the back end, on the back end, talking about he first.
Bill O'Reilly,
he
approved
for me.
So that's
especially when you got to have models and model positions. You still got to can't protect. That's a good point. That's the reason why you know that this is a negative thing, because that is what, you know, like a white person, a black man, but he's really good at a human system according to the Constitution. But at the same time, somebody even said, you're going to be who you are. The point is that the law. The law says one thing. Why do they need all? That's what I'm saying. We don't even have the right as a human being according to the Constitution for us. So my point is, how can now you want to receive something that's absolutely justified? We still have a part. We know about that. We still have a part of American civilization, American culture of the world, really. We need to try to do stuff like get that king, who authorized? How many people, homosexual leaders only breed homosexual communities? That's wrong. That right there is wrong. Now, so I'll tell you something. See, everybody had their little slot. Everybody had their little go-around. Homosexuals, they're trying to talk about it like they just survived. Like, they've been here for us. They're probably just after followers. But at the same time, now, you know, it's something, it's something that's more focused and focused, basically. Common sense. You better get a chance to get common sense. Even if most were people who were get same sex marriage, even if they were homosexual, we still can't go against who is authorized to change the teeth of Christ? Oh, we're going to be cheating. Going on. There's a whole idea about it. Should put a Christian into a lurch. Look, I don't know about white. I just for a fact. Stuff around the criminal justice with a lot of white homosexual judges, white homosexual lawyers, black homosexual black homosexual
But I can see why,
see the stars, and you must say the world is fascinating. But how could it be possible that people still can't get to the next point? You really constrict about by laws of, I won't say constrict, but you can't get past unless you have a moral. You got to be moral. It's just simple as that. It's all, that's the way, that's my key. No, and now, the critical part now is the simple part about it. If we don't see, you got to be respected by people. I don't know, maybe so many white people in America, they can't see themselves. You go to the black community, it's pretty much. It's pretty much all out. So, we don't need it. We just have to find ways to bring do the right out. American way of saying to black people, I guess, why do they just stay? Because they in their world. And you got black people don't think they're in the black community, but the only thing that got us in a situation, they don't have us in a situation. But it happens this way. We got the time, bitch, which is rebel. We talk about, they've done something like they mean, that's. In other words, what about it? We need some people, whoever authorized the change of price. Everybody knows who that is. I mean, how did that come about? What is it? Yeah. Now, I know it was a fellow of Jesus, stuff like that, but what the big deal? But now, I don't get it. Well, this is the healing marriage. We just need to go revamp the church. Not a real big deal. But we need to have a little right now. And that's the thing about tonight, the Hollywood and Washington. Yeah, bunch of homosexuals out in Hollywood, black, white homosexuals.
I heard tonight saying something. I heard even Sean Hannity or O'Reilly saying that Obama wants to close down the White House, so he's supposed to be having a party with Beyonce.
Well, the people in Hollywood, they are going to have sex marriage. You know, I'm just saying what they're doing. And so if I don't do anything, they are taking away from the culture. They're not going to be bigger than Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is a homosexual. He didn't leave. What he did was there at Apple. What he did was there at Apple.
What is this?
I think he was born a black person. But I think his homosexual is someone that's not even biologically connected. Now, you know, that's something that could really be. But if it's my life, you know, it's like he was elevated from his records, you see. And at the same time, you know, that stuff needs to be, you know, if a person can't get that from reality, then he shows he was able to live on their own, then say what it is. But that's not what America's made of. If you're not, you're going to change. That's how I got in this situation. I didn't know I would end up. I didn't know. I didn't know I would end up in a situation that being persecuted but not being homosexual. For my understanding, it takes me. And I ain't ever claimed to be responsible for anyone else, but I've never been in what you call a leadership position. I never, you know, go around. I just give people, I just always say, well, you know, just very regular opinionated person. Okay, well, no, if I was you, I'd do such and such. No, if I was you, I'd do this. Pretty much that's about it. The people, I'm running into people that establish in positions of authority, and they homosexual. These men talk about, and they just oppress. They talk down board and stuff differently. People who know how to talk to them, I feel like it's just a terrible situation. Well, if the country goes for that, so what are we talking about?
Same sex marriage. That happens because
Obama needs that. We don't know. You know, black people, we can't deal with them. Like white people, they have a black community. They got judges and authorities.
They're the homeless. They ain't going to let it go on.
And you're not black, but they're so stupid. They see a white man do something, and they just feel like, well, that must be all right. Together. Ain't no street thing go. You got to look out the window and see, okay, what? When a person is going down the avenue on a journey, they got to either recognize that, oh, once we get to this point, they thank each other, or do they realize what it is? What have they done with the distance that they have come? They should have a black dude with them. But you're going to go to a black dude. Come on, all the guys, that's the cell, man. And then, you should, you know, you just need to go another route. They go out there to Hollywood and get to go out there. You know, the first white person. He was portrayed as a Hollywood playboy. at the same time, he died. First, he was died. He was a man. And was a woman. You know, that's all. You don't celebrate those people. You talk about
we want to cheer the children.
I want the children. They were like, I guess, in the heart of the what type of art,
why the feeling that black moves for us.
He all come up to me. You would say, he didn't want to ask me how it works. If he went to his house, you would have said he was almost better than that. So if he went to his house, he would have done a whole lot. And that was what, we in the world is shaped one way, one is shaped another. So that's kind of the way we have born out of music to, if you listen to a homosexual music, is that going to make you a homosexual? Whatever we need to do, maybe something come in on that. He said, "Pop." Yeah. Put my ears to this back. This means no one. One white lady told me she knew was in the food. She said, "I think it's in the food." But someone got to have a son somewhere. So don't lie against God. Even though that's probably a terrible statement to make, but things were going good, everybody was doing so great. Then I could see maybe no one. Nah. Things ain't going good. It's too many people. It's a caution. Know that. It's a red. A turn, at least turn right. Don't turn left. I know a lot of homosexual left hands behind that. Today.
I'm left hand.
It's sexy when it's on the bubble. But see, when on the man, it looks kind of awkward. Why is that? Am I what they call a... A show. But I don't see that. I just say the way it is. But in the meantime, we have to go some direction. I see a lot of elderly people, 60 years old. To a point where, it's just sad. They don't have nothing to do. It's just here. Then, that's what I'm going to have messed up. That's out. Yeah, I can't. You can't put what has happened on it, but at the same time, you really did call it. The only thing I could claim is that I really didn't know it was that serious to the point where there really is no such thing. There is no leadership. I didn't know that really. Now that thing has something to do with a lot of things in the world that are very, very ultimately important. Even in the time. People think the leadership, all the stuff that we see every day, how modern things are. You would think that at least, this country would be in a situation where we wouldn't have this problem. Where you can go into a court of law and you can't even work. And we I've been hearing that all of my life. And that is terrible. Is that really true that American students are working to try to improve American leadership for all the time, and they just get persecuted? That is, and all these preachers, they really not preaching. I don't know
On the rough side, off the mountain.
Yes, we got that. Audience, I'm going to exit the show early. I don't know if Minister's going to leave early, but I'm going to leave early and I want everybody to have a good night. Good night to you, man. You don't have a few on the show, I would go. So we're gonna just finish up on the idea about Hollywood, Washington D.C. that I saw, I think, on the Al Sharpton show today about the movie stars, you know, they're propagating. You're getting, you know, fantasy is fantasy. Reality is reality. There's a certain balance there that they need to be looked into from the Hollywood set. The 2016, moral my people should go to Hollywood and so Elwood, hopefully this is a good day. I don't even know what to say to the president administration because perhaps a good study could be done on what if you actually did make the right decision. You know, what if you did some type of way to make the right decision. Because the only thing about life is just not going. As long as you have it's never too late to do good if that's your desire. And so what if you don't know what to do? If you don't know what to do, the person should talk to people who got sense, really. You talk, don't just talk to people who claim that you're on a roll. Because that roll is not, you know, if you need serious about it, it needs to be serious. You know, and that's as simple as that. There's no way a person can substitute leadership other than. It needs to be, especially in the black situation, especially in the black situation, it needs to be like the old Jesus Christ. It needs to be a door. It needs to be a light. You know, you need to be a person of common sense. You know, it's like, and maybe it's the Bible. Well, it's just a common sense thing. It just linked itself along. But it seems, and that's what man be now. Man, that's all we do. Say we give, well, you know, that ain't right. What you talking about? You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. That ain't right. You know, everything's geared toward right and wrong. So what, you know, how can you get in a position that you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be showing people what it is to be right and just being, for just being like, you know, dirty. So that's not gonna do a lot. But it hasn't done. Look at what has happened. You know, one thing we must be able to do, okay, just like any man, we know for a fact that if you live a life, you do something for 20 years, you do something for 20 years, okay. You can't look back and see what you've been doing. And then honestly say, well, you know, I see why I had to do more, sir. You know, we absolutely need to look into why blacks seem to be in the situation that they're in. Really. It's easy, you know. It's hard that you can't. People just won't do what's necessary in order to take everything to the point that it needs to be. First of all, but that's why we ask for donations. We come from, and I know it's the same thing over and over. That's why some people need to be able to see, and that's why. What's going on can only be
sought out by the people of color. You know, that's, hey, that's amazing about the situation the way I see it, because it don't make any kind of sense that we can aspire to leadership position, crucifying the world, and then holding yourself and everybody else back thanks to being smart. And he's just really stupid, really. He has really looked at it and then to hint to a wild person should be efficient. So evidently, there ain't too many wild people around here, because there's a lot of hints out there. If you really look around, there's a lot of hints. You know, there's people that everybody like to laugh and joke. Sure, ain't none of them a good joke. Ain't none of them a good joke, but at the same time, you still got to have a trust before those lights. You know, you still got to. We found out when we started selling down, trying to, well, me and myself, trying to sell down, and we're okay now. I guess on the journey of life of going, of retiring and trying to, you know, live an older, more conservative life, whatever, I guess you can call it. And so we found out that homosexuals are really, you know, and they got, how you gonna be? That's like me. I'm the mayor of the city, you know, and all my boys, people, you know, they district attorney, they in all these positions. And I'm running, so, well, you know, I just feel like I need a little more difficult. I feel like, you know, just charge somebody for maybe for the color of their skin or what for their sexual orientation. But it's good. The only good thing about this situation is somebody, whoever, or the car architect of the organization, needs to truly put this in place. They need to truly just at least try right and don't stop, because this is just, unless the next technology might give away. You know, he might wake up, on the other side with just a pick and a shell. You know? But all the stuff that God has blessed us with, and man could become so, how can you go against your own strength? I heard somebody say that God just seemed to be in a situation that for God is responsible for everything. There's no doubt about that. But this is a good part about it. That means, you know, I guess it's just, you know, everybody just seems to be, why can't you just have a little flint, basically? You know, what is, you know, feel like in Hollywood, I mean, how can a black man stand up in Hollywood with millions of dollars or something, he's a homosexual? But it's just sad. See, well, what happened to me? That was like, I was just watching television. All I was just trying to get on a little television. Got you on. We got 2,000 people how to watch television. We're going to say a prayer. We're going to go. We just really appreciate being here and being able to talk about the problems that we experience, our separations in the world. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debts to our expectations. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, for the glory of heaven. Yeah, good night, and just keep in mind that we have to kind of joke around sometimes because there's a lot going on, and we must find ways for our time kept clean to say we're not criticized, clean to what's right, not criticized what's right. They ain't to know what's right for all of you.
Good night. I take care.